Well, as opportunities for eating out start to return, operators of Chinese restaurants say recovery can't come soon enough. They were among the hardest hit in the earliest days of the pandemic, and some have had to close their doors for good. But even with curbs lifted, without the flow of tourists, it's still not certain when the streets of Chinatown are going to be back to their usual throng. This report from Samuel Yang.
6 months ago, Henry Shui's restaurant in Sydney's Chinatown was booming, with diners lining up out the door. With the onset of coronavirus, that all changed.
I remember that's the second day of Chinese New Year. I think that was the first case was found in Australia. On that day, just suddenly a lot of people cancelled the bookings. You know, so we suddenly realized it's getting worse. And the difficult time will be coming.
Even before curbs on dining out were imposed, patrons shied away from Chinese businesses. Spooked by news of the virus spread from its epicenter in the city of Wuhan. Simon Chen is the president of Chamber of Commerce in the Sydney district of Haymarket, where Chinatown is located.
I spoke to a lot of businesses around there, some restaurants and other businesses like, you know, travel agencies. Even retail and so on, they were telling me that they were losing anywhere from 50 to 80% of their business.
Several high-profile Chinese restaurants have shut their doors for good, among them the renowned Shark Fin House and Long Grey. And it's not just the restaurants doing it tough. The Chinese Museum in Melbourne's Chinatown was forced to temporarily close its doors. Mark Wong is the museum's director.
Well, Melbourne's Chinatown is exactly, the streetscape of Chinatown is actually the oldest Chinatown in the Western world, and it was established in the gold rush in the 1850s. Its livelihood is commercial, but its soul is in its community. And that's why we persist decade after decade. And whether it be coronavirus or GFC or any other circumstances, we seem to be able to survive on that strength.
Simon Chen from the Haymarket Chamber of Commerce says it will take more than persistence.
I don't think we will ever go back to what we consider to be normal, like a thriving Chinatown, until there is a vaccine.
There is still a long way to go before it's back to business as usual.
Samuel Yang with that report.